This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. We're going to get this on Facebook Live. I love that you guys are watching us. Don't forget to call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We love taking your calls, your questions, your comments. I know a lot of you guys are shy, and some of you are emailing, and I promise I'll get to all the emails. It just takes a little longer because it's easier to do when it's live because then I can answer right then and there, but I promise I'll get to all your calls and all your questions and all your comments when we can. Okay, so the labor shortage is sadly still upon us. And I'm apologizing here. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. It looks like we're having issues with our hold on a second. Let me try to get our Facebook Live up again. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to do live video. We'll go from there. Okay. So with the labor shortage that we're having, apparently there's some jobs that are going to loosen their, they're going to kind of loosen their requirements. And I'm noticing this. I'm noticing this throughout the United States. I'm seeing banners all over saying now hiring. They're even putting up, you know, what they're going to pay. I'm seeing banners saying $11 to $16 an hour. I'm seeing banners saying benefits. I mean, you see the desperation of these companies. And we're hearing that some of these companies might not even require high school diploma. And they are desperate to get anybody to come back to work. And September 6th is, a few days from now. Remember I told you guys that September 6th is when the extra federal unemployment benefits is supposed to knock off? But the problem is if somebody is, let's say, really using that as a reason to not work, then if September 6th comes and they don't get the additional unemployment benefits, you would think they already would have started applying a week or two ago. We're not seeing that. We're not seeing the rush of people coming back to the labor force. Now, they might. You know, they might say, you know what, I'll be fine with less money. I've saved up a lot of money. I'll be fine. But sadly, everybody was waiting for September 7th. Let's just get through to September 7th and everything's going to be fine. It's not like that. So sadly, you have a lot of people that are understaffed. And so, you know, we're hearing that some places won't even care if you don't have experience. They'll also take you if you're still in high school. There's, I believe, one restaurant, the Lost Dog Cafe in Northern Virginia. And they say they're going to look at people without experience, start recruiting people under 18. And it just shows that there's this desperation. Drugstore chain CVS announced earlier that it's not going to require a minimum high school degree to fill entry-level spots in their stores. This year, they plan to end its GPA requirement of 3.0 when they recruit on college campuses. Amazon, get this, Amazon stopped testing job seekers for marijuana. Now, mind you, marijuana is legal in multiple states, so I think a lot of people think that's, you know, moot. But remember what I told you guys. A lot of the foodborne illness, a lot of the worker comp injuries, many times they'll screen for marijuana use because they have a lot of liability on their hands. And so they need to know that they're not going to have people that might be lax in safety standards or lax, you know, in food standards. And so when you start to see that a company like Amazon might not test job seekers for marijuana and do the drug screens, that means a couple things. One is they probably have a large amount of applicants that are marijuana positive. Okay, that shows a lot of people are using it. Number two is it shows they're probably desperate. And they are willing to take the risks from a safety standpoint. Now, I'm not saying people who smoke pot or use edibles or whatever are a safety risk all the time. But when I've been doing workers' comp analyses for the state for years, and day one of any workers' comp injury, the medical facility has to do a drug test. Because if the person was intoxicated or under the influence, then workers' comp says, okay, it's not on us. So employers are going to be caught between a rock and a hard place. Now, remember I told you guys one of the reasons why we have this shortage of supplies and gas and all that is because we have a truck driver shortage. One of the reasons why we have a truck driver shortage isn't so much because of the extra benefits. I mean, truck drivers, they go through a lot. They have to work their butts off. It's not a very healthy profession. They're sitting for hours. They're away from their families. But a big thing is you can't have marijuana in your system. You can't pass your CDL. Not all CDLs will do drug testing, but if you use marijuana, you can't get a CDL. So if you can't get a commercial driver's license, then you can't work in transportation. So our labor shortage and the push to change the standards can have catastrophic events. You know, for medical school and residency, we had to do drug testing. Do you want your surgeon to be on drugs? We have, in some areas, doctor shortages, medical professional shortages. We doctors are not allowed to practice. Most licensing does not want us doing any sort of drugs. Alcohol, obviously, limited moderation, if any. And so if we have shortages, how far are we going to go? Your pilots. There's pilot and flight attendant shortages. Or is it going to be okay if they have marijuana in their system? Some of you use marijuana, you're like, look, I'm fine. I can drive, I can work, I can whatever. Others, I think they might not be fine. I think it's different strokes for different folks. Same thing with alcohol. I've seen some people drink and they look okay. I'm not going to get in a car with them, though. I don't trust their ability to drive. So the fact that we have this lax, and more relaxed attitude, when it comes to who's going to be hired, starts to now make us rethink our approach to what is necessary. A 3.0 GPA to me is not necessary. If you have a 2.5, algebra's hard. But I get they want to use that to see if you're going to work hard. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So ivermectin. It is going to be now the big, big headline. And this is now the hydroxychloroquine of 2021. And ivermectin has been very controversial when it really doesn't have to be that controversial. Hydroxychloroquine didn't have to be that controversial. Let the researchers study it. If it works for some, great. If it doesn't work for others, they'll use it. It doesn't have to be all this drama. But boy, is ivermectin getting drama. Like I said, ivermectin is the hydroxychloroquine of 2021. And it has been prescribed by doctors since the beginning of the pandemic. It's been used in hospital settings. It's been used in outpatient settings. We talked about how that doctor from, I think it's Eastern Virginia Medical School, had suggested, look, you might want to use ivermectin early on. This was early on in the pandemic. And ivermectin is an anti-parasite. And so the argument that some researchers have or some public officials have is, why are you using an anti-parasite on a virus? Just like you don't use an antibiotic on a virus. Yet we've been using Z-Pax, Zithromax, we've been using ivermectin, and studies have been mixed. One recent study on Zithromax, the Z-Pax, shows it doesn't work that well. Other people are saying, look, they gave me Zithromax in the hospital, they gave me Zithromax as an outpatient, it's working. So I always look at these studies as different strokes for different folks. For some people it's going to work, for other people it won't. Just like hydroxychloroquine. You know, when I hear people tell me, look, my doctor gave me hydroxychloroquine and I got better, I believe you. I believe you. I can't say 100% it was the hydroxychloroquine, because sometimes people get better on their own from COVID. Most of the time they get better on their own from COVID. But you know what? If you think the hydroxychloroquine helped you and didn't hurt you, you're allowed to have that opinion. So ivermectin has been a huge buzzword, and I do telemedicine, and I'm licensed in multiple states, so I know doctors have been prescribing. I know they've been prescribing ivermectin because patients are calling saying, look, my neighbor got it. My brother got it. I want it. And I'm like, look, you know, what in-person doctors do, they have a different flexibility than on telemedicine. On telemedicine, we got to go by the book. We have to go by what the CDC says. If the CDC says do not write ivermectin for COVID, we can't do it. We're supposed to wait for the science. And I know it's frustrating. It's really hard to be a doctor in the pandemic. Not only the frontline workers are getting their butts kicked, but even those of us that aren't on the frontline. I mean, we have people that are pleading, asking for things to be done to prevent them from getting serious. And so one study showed that a 5-day course of ivermectin early on in the disease can help. Another study came out, which we talked about, I think it was the University of Waterloo, let me just double check who gets credit for this one, said that, it was in the American Journal of Therapeutics, said moderate certainty evidence finds that large reductions in COVID-19 deaths are possible using ivermectin. They said using ivermectin early in the clinical course may reduce numbers progressing to severe disease. The apparent safety and low cost suggest that ivermectin is likely to have a significant impact on the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic. So, you know, you have people that look at the news You originally have the deniers of COVID. I think most people realize COVID isn't fake. You know, COVID is real. But you have the group that is so scared to death. You know, the U.S. and the media and the public officials did such a good job scaring the hell out of people that they're not just going to wait to be fed a piece of medicine from the government. They're like, okay, if the government is right and I trust the government, and the government is saying we could all die and we can't travel on Labor Day weekend if we're unvaccinated and all that, then I want to treat myself. So, you know, sometimes public officials do too good a job scaring people and then they get themselves caught in this mess. So what are people doing? Well, if they can't get a doctor, they don't have money to go to a doctor, they're going to get ivermectin any way they can. And ivermectin is used more so in the animal settings. I studied it in the 90s when I worked for the EPA. It's an anti-parasite, an anti-worm medication for animals. But as I said, they've been looking at ivermectin, and there might be an inhibitory component that this pharmaceutical can do when it comes to the virus taking over the cell's DNA and making that cell make more virus. So an anti-parasite hurts a parasite, but it doesn't necessarily mean it can't also hurt other pathogens. So that's why doctors, when they noticed that some people were doing well and they were like, look, you know, I don't want you to get severe COVID, I'll give you whatever. We have now all this anecdotal evidence of ivermectin might work. In fact, there's a developer, Merck, is actually developing ivermectin for COVID. I mean, this isn't fake science. They're, you know, Merck is developing they're in the late stages trial for molnupiravir, which would combat, then it would be, I need to double check this. Okay, never mind. Because that's not ivermectin. That's something different. I'm sorry. I apologize. Forget what I said about that. But we have still trials going on with ivermectin. And we talked about molnupiravir. Remember Merck? Remember I got in trouble on Facebook because I was speaking about how Merck was doing making an anti-COVID drug? That's the one. So I have to be careful on Facebook talking about it because Facebook doesn't like us talking about, I guess, Merck and some of the medications they're making. But when it comes to ivermectin and improper use, the flip side of the headline, even though doctors have been prescribing it this whole time, is we're starting to get poison control center calls. Poison control centers throughout the United States are saying, look, people are overdosing or they're accidentally ingesting too much of an animal formulation of ivermectin. So the AMA has now come in and stepped up, as well as other medical groups saying stop it. And in fact, they are the American Medical Association, American Pharmacists Association, and American Society of Health System Pharmacists say that there is no FDA approval for this, and they are, quote, alarmed by reports that outpatient prescribing for and dispensing of ivermectin have increased 24-fold since the pandemic and increased exponentially over the past few months. They noted the calls to poison control centers related to ivermectin have increased 5-fold compared to before the pandemic. And then the FDA states that they've had reports of people who are hospitalized under self-medicating ivermectin intended for horses. So the FDA tweeted, you're not a horse, you're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. That's what the FDA said, y'all. So, seriously, y'all, stop it. So, now we have the American Medical Association, now we have the big guns telling doctors to stop prescribing it. What the headline really is now is there is discordance or discongruity among medical professionals on what to do with COVID. And so it's not good. It's not a good look. Me, I'm looking at, look, I get these studies come across my way. Looks like some researchers are saying this stuff is great. Why don't we use it? I like the idea of if a person consents, if a person wants to, I mean, if they understand that the risk, they understand it might not work, if they understand that it hasn't been tested, again, you know, people's choice. But I also understand that we have to be very, very careful having people so frightened that they're going to try to get animal preparations and put that into their body. I mean, the government has scared the hell out of us with what's going on with COVID. And they're mandating vaccines. I mean, in the same breath, they're telling people that you're going to lose your job if you don't get a COVID vaccine because COVID is so bad. Then why are you shocked that people are going to try to self-treat with ivermectin? I don't understand why public officials or even doctors are just blown away, because I mean, people like consistent messaging. If COVID is really, really, really that bad, and I think it's bad, then we need to move our butts and make sure we have medication preparations for them to take early on. I think we've established that the vaccine is not enough. I think we've also established that these masks aren't enough. Israel is now a hot spot for COVID, and they had one of the strongest, most robust vaccination rollouts. So if ivermectin or another medication, you know, works, let's study it. Let's get that out there. It's been 20 months. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly two dozen people are dead in New York and New Jersey from the heavy flooding brought by Hurricane Ida's remnants. At least 14 people were killed in various incidents in New Jersey. There are reports of 9 deaths in New York, including a 2-year-old boy in a flooded home in Queens. At least 60 Republican lawmakers are calling for President Biden and other officials within his administration to either resign or be impeached over their handling of the Afghan withdrawal. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the GOP must first get the majority in the legislative branch on Fox Business.
Political accountability is the first step here, and that occurs on November 2022 when we need to sweep Democrats from power, their deficit spending, their open borders, this debacle here in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News. Now that the last aircraft has conducted its final evacuation flight out of Kabul, Afghanistan, military leaders are expressing their thoughts and prayers regarding America's longest war. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clements has the story.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was first to speak from the Pentagon.
America's longest war has come to a close.
Later, a reporter presented a question to Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, about negotiating with the Taliban, now in full control of Afghanistan.
We don't know what the future of the Taliban is, but I can tell you from personal experience that this is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
AAA reporting the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is up to $3.183 a gallon. That's the highest for the Labor Day weekend since 2014. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. And we love Daniel. Daniel is our producer, and he is rocking it. So I do have an educator from Clark County, Nevada. She does not want to come on air, but she does want to voice her concern of the vaccine mandate for teachers. And She thinks the school district is being extremely hypocritical and putting the students at risk, and thinks that more people need to help support the teachers at this time. It's interesting. These vaccine mandates keep sadly plaguing, the news headlines, and it's sadly also plaguing employees, employers. I think a lot of employers also are kind of mixed on the mandates too, because they might have gotten a vaccine. That's one thing that I think is a misnomer. Those of us that have received a vaccine does not mean we're pro-mandate, right? Just like those people that are hesitant on the vaccine doesn't mean they're anti-vaxxers, okay? So there's, when you put people in this position, it's not good. And I went on the teacher's Facebook site, and again, this is just one school district, so I'm not sure what's happening in all the other school districts, but I did watch that one school board meeting where the head of the school board was given a bunch of names that ended up being dirty, names, and, it wasn't at, like, IP Freely, but, Bart Simpson, and how we used to do that in school where we would give people fake names, and I did that too. Actually, I did that to a doctor friend of mine. He would actually come into the waiting room and call patients back himself, because his staff would be busy. And so I gave him a list of patients, and I said, look, they're going to be coming into your waiting room. And they were, and then it was a word where he had to basically tell himself. He figured it out pretty quickly, though. So it's a joke we've done, and I don't think it'll ever get old. I think that stuff is funny. Those names that end up being, dirty, and people end up saying it on, But anyway, it's funny stuff. But you're threatening firing people. I know the police departments, multiple local police departments are like, you got to be kidding me. We are understaffed, and you want us to mandate vaccines when 40 to 60% of our fleet doesn't want it? What are you talking about? 800,000 of our service members haven't been vaccinated. Of the 1.4 million, the majority, you really want our enemies to see us fire and court-martial these people. That's a problem. In New York, mandatory vaccinations in all state-run congregate facilities are being explored, according to Governor Kathy Hochul, announcing during her first COVID briefing yesterday, or 2 days ago. New York will not implement a vaccine mandate for school employees, but will instead require weekly testing for the unvaccinated. So you do see, even in some of these more liberal-leaning states, some hesitancy when it comes to forcing the mandate. Colleges, though, they jumped on board. And colleges jumped on board, and you know why. It's not so much the liberal views or anything like that. It's because they lost a lot of revenue, and they need to be able to fight lockdowns. When that lockdown happened, these teachers aren't coming back. Employees aren't coming back. When students aren't on campus, they're not spending money. They're not eating food. They're not. Why would they pay the high tuition for security, for the greens, for the library if they're not coming to campus? We're going to be talking about colleges in a second. So these college campuses are like, no. We're not going to go through this again. So if they try to lock down us, we can at least say, hey, we vaccinated. So vaccinations, some of these pro-vaccine employers are not doing it because they believe in draconian measures and going against Nuremberg, laws. What they're doing is they want to protect themselves. We told you how some employers may be sued if their employees say, look, you're not protecting me. You're having unvaccinated individuals work. Yet, I think an employer could get sued if you force somebody to get a vaccine and they get a stroke. I really do. I know the pharmaceutical companies can't get sued. One thing this teacher brings up is, how are we supposed to trust a vaccine when the pharmaceutical companies are free of liability? Well, that's what's been a very salty issue when it comes to vaccines, is vaccines come with risks. Not a lot. The majority of vaccines, we've been safely rolling out vaccines for years, but there are casualties with some of the vaccines out there. And a pharmaceutical company, if they think they could get sued, they're not going to make the vaccine. So the government has to give them protection, just like with COVID. They're like, look, guys, you know the pharmaceutical companies are like, wait a second, you want us to get a vaccine out super quickly, and what are our protections? Are you going to buy it? That's why Trump had to pay for the vaccine up front, and I'm glad he did. He purchased a whole bunch of different vaccines from a bunch of different companies because he didn't know who was going to make it to the finish line. He got faulted for that, saying, well, you should have bought more Pfizer. You should have bought, who knew back in June who was going to make it to December 2020 with the first shot? But these pharmaceutical companies want to know, A, they have the money in their pocket, B, the patent would be protected, which then started to be threatened by the Biden administration a little bit later, but then C, are we going to get sued? I mean, again, it's not new technology, the mRNA, but it is a new vaccine. So that companies are immune from lawsuits when it comes to the vaccine. Why? Public health. It's all about public health, public health, public health. We have to do this for public health. All right, so I understand why the pharmaceutical companies need that protection. Otherwise, they're not going to help make a vaccine, and they did a phenomenal job. But when these teachers brought up last night, and our caller brought up, look, how am I supposed to trust something that needs that protection and that blanket, that cloak for the pharmaceutical company? Let me think about it. Let me wait. So, you know, another argument that, you know, teachers had yesterday is we need boosters. You're telling us to vaccinate, but then we're finding out that the vaccination isn't enough. Why won't you let me take a blood test and show you I have immunity? Why can't you see that I have antibodies? Now, I told you guys what's going on with that. Makes sense to me. I'm a doctor. If you have antibodies, you have antibodies. The problem is how much antibodies? What are your titers? Many of these antibody tests are qualitative and not quantitative. They could fix that. Quantitative is how much. Qualitative is yes or no. So, you know, a pregnancy test. Qualitative is when you take a pregnancy test over the counter, it's yes or no. Doesn't tell you how pregnant. Doesn't tell you how long, how much of a hormone. It's either yes or no. It's qualitative. Quantitative is a quantitative hormone test to see how much hormone you have. And we could kind of guess, okay, this is a pregnancy that's farther along. Well, same thing when it comes to vaccine antibody titers. Most of these tests are qualitative. You got antibodies or you don't. But some researchers have found that the amount of antibodies we might have is not enough. And so we need to have, and we do have, means to do this, titers. Let's have antibody titers. And antibody titers will tell you how much. Researchers have access to do that because they're already looking at studies. Now, one study I talked to you guys about, I think it came out of NYU, showed that our titers still pale in comparison to a Pfizer and Moderna shot. Yet, another study showed if you do have natural immunity, plus a vaccine, you're golden. So I get teachers are frustrated. Keep your calls coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right,
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I just have to take a quick minute. Just got to talk about some of the college students, because college students get a really, really bad rap in the news. A lot of us think we have to pay for their college. We think that they're, you know, millennials and Gen Zs, and they think we're just boomers and all that. And I'm here to tell you, no. Either they faked it and they made me feel like I was cool, or, you know, they're really cool people, all right? Now, so really, really quickly here. Okay, I went to UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and I loved going to UNLV when I went there. I loved it because it was the only school I could afford. I got a full-ride scholarship. I was able to work. I lived on campus, and I lived in an apartment nearby, and I was able to work on campus, work at the local, there's a Jack in the Box at Maryland Parkway in Tropicana. I was able to work there. I was able to tutor on campus. And between three part-time jobs, I was able to support myself. And then later worked at the EPA on campus. So until I was able to get a car, I was able to, you know, support myself, go to college, and UNLV made that happen. And so for me to be able to be the first one in my family to graduate college, it was a godsend, and I really thank UNLV to do that. So it's National Blood Donation Week. So I was there to, you know, take some pictures of some of the students who were donating blood at the Vitalant blood mobile that was there on campus. And way to go, students. You know, the rebels, we're the UNLV rebels. So I'm Mama Rebel, and they're the little baby rebels. Little baby rebels, eh? So anyway, they're donating blood. It's National Blood Donation Week. And so my sons now go there. Both my sons are rebels, and they both go to UNLV. So I text them, and I'm like, hey, guys, Mama is going to be on campus. Well, one is like, oh, God, please. Oh, please, no. But the other one's like, yeah, well, let's meet for lunch. Okay, so I go there. Now, the older one, he gets it. He's like, okay, free food. So great. Which, by the way, is a whole other issue I got to talk about. Oh, my God, I have to rip my son a new one publicly on this one. So anyway, so he comes and he goes, Mom, before we go grab lunch, let's go to the student, oh my gosh, what's it called? Hold on a second, I gotta see what it's called. I apologize. It's an event that they didn't necessarily have. We used to call it Rush Week at UNLV, but now they call it the Student Involvement Fair, or the Inter-Student Involvement Fair. There's like a term for it. I want to get it right. Hold on a second. It's the, UNLV Involvement Fair. So it goes, let's go to the Involvement Fair. So I'm like, okay, that's good. And along the mall, the grassy mall of UNLV, is all these tables. So you see all the Greek, you see all the student groups and all that. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, don't embarrass your son. Your son's with his mom. Don't embarrass him. Well, all of a sudden, you hear, Dr. Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, right? And I guess, you know, I work with a lot of students. I'm on campus a lot. So I ran into them. I'm like, oh, God, Dahlia. Okay, so, you know, my son now, right? So I make sure I separate. But he's like, no, it's cool. And then he runs into people. And then we start, and I start going to the tables. Now, nobody in the sororities came up to me saying, do you want to rush Delta Kappa? You know, because obviously they looked at me like, oh, man, that girl's old. So I did notice that, you know, nobody kind of came up to me to try to rush me. I get that. But the other student groups were like, come here, come to the table, check us out. And I was like, oh, my God, this is really, really cool. And for a brief moment, I forgot I was middle-aged. And here I am, I'm just talking to the students, and we're talking about the parties, and we're like, and my voice starts to rise, you know, like the way I sounded, you know, now that I'm older, and, you know, the testosterone's kicking in, your voice gets lower, and you start sounding old. But back then, I'm like, oh my god, dude, that's sick, you know. So anyway, so I'm walking along and I'm talking to the Greek, and then we saw the student clubs. They had the American Medical Student Association that I'm doing College Student Health Awareness Day with, so I'm really, really excited about that. So I saw them. They were representing. I saw the APHP, the pre-professional group that works with pre-med students, pre-dental. So I saw them, and, you know, took some pictures, and somebody was handing out pizza. There was a Jewish group that was handing out kosher pizza. That was delicious. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. And I mean, it was really, 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 really fun. Meanwhile, you know, my son, I don't know how much I embarrassed him, but, you know, he walked around with his mom, but he didn't mind. You know, my son's a senior, so he's like, yeah, it's my mom. Yeah, I don't think I embarrass my son as much as I think I do, or maybe I do, and he's like, I don't care. She's my mama, and I'm proud. So I'm like, I remember how embarrassed I was of my mom, and I shouldn't be. It's Kay's O'Neill Day. It's my mom's day today. It's her birthday. I shouldn't have been embarrassed by her, but I was because she'd be yelling at me, and, you know, yeah. But anyway, so, it was a really, really good day for me, and I spent most of the afternoon there with the college students, and man, these guys are smart. A lot of the majors are computer science. A lot of heavy computer. You saw the bio, you saw the engineering, but man, the majority of the students I talked to, computer. And so, you want to, when you're older, not exclude the youth from your life. Get these young people in your life because they're the ones that help steer you through the future. I am always in contact with the young doctors, the medical students, the pre-med students, because they teach me as much as I teach them. And when I hear some of the new things that they're doing or some of the new requirements that are at the hospital or some of the new things that they're learning, it blows my mind. Yeah, a lot of them are learning what I had to learn, glycolysis, Krebs cycle, and when I told them, guys, it really sucks to learn that, they're like, okay, thank you. Yeah, we thought we had to like it. No, you don't have to like that stuff. You just get it. You got to learn it, but you don't have to like it. But, the way the future is going to be and the way our society is going to be is driven by our young millennials and our Gen Zs. Our millennials are, I believe, the 1985, I believe our millennials are 1980s to 1995. They were born between 80 and 95. I'm a Gen X. I was born in the 70s, so between 1965 and 1980. The boomer is 45 to 65. Some say, even during World War II, you're considered a boomer. Supposed to be traditionalist before that. But the millennials are 1980 to 1995. The Gen Zs are 1996 to 2010. And then 2010 on up is the Alpha, Generation Alpha, until they get another name. Some people are trying to call them Generation COVID. Don't. They don't want to be known as the COVID generation, so get that out. People are trying to make that go viral. It's Generation Alpha until we could come up with something better. But these kids, these adults, I mean, they're very well, they write well, because I look at their personal statements, I look at their CVs, they're well spoken, and they're very determined. So people think of these college students are lazy. They're not. In fact, I saw marketing, I saw creativity. There's a lightsaber group? There's a group, I forget what it's called. It's about the lightsabers. Hold on a second. I got to give these guys props. There is literally a lightsaber group. Hold on a second. They are called the Society of Lightsaber Duelists. I'm like, dude. I mean, that was so cool. maybe they might not get invited to a lot of the parties. But I got to tell you, and then when you talk to Greek, the service. When I came up to some of the Greeks' table, they're like, we need community service. Talk to us about what are some cool things we could do? Because it's National Blood Donation Week. If we're able to create a national holiday, we're starting to do College Student Health Awareness Day. There's tons of things these students could do that haven't been done. And so our future, I know people are really frustrated with, politicians wanting to write off student debt. I'm mixed on that because I think that money could go to poor kids, cancer research, blind kids, rape victims. I think there's a lot of other things we need that money for. But on the flip side, we need to make college more affordable. A $60,000 a year college education is ridiculous. And to me, a degree from Ivy League versus a degree from a state school means nothing to me. I went to UNLV, I went to UNR, and I am proud of it, and I got the best education, I think, in this country. So, you see a college student, give them a hug, give them a hand. Don't give them money, though, because they might put on beer. 1-877-DOLLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.